In this kind of weather, the mountains are more tempting than ever. The views would be spectacular and they look great. But I suppose every year we have some heat-related call-outs, and the team thought it best to put out an advisory and let people know how to prepare adequately if they are going to go to the hills. And we ask people to maybe rethink going out for bigger walks, higher walks, longer walks, and rescheduling them for maybe a time when the temperatures are a little bit lower. We've had just one call so far that you could say was heat related, and dehydration was the main cause of the difficulty. And we anticipated a few more, and look, we probably will have a few more before the end of this heat wave. So that was the reasoning behind putting out the advisory. So anyone going out walking, bring plenty of water. If you're going anywhere near Cruachan Uathúil or the McGillicuddy Reeks, it would not be an underestimate to bring at least 3 to 4 liters, if not 5, for a bigger day. There's very little water to be found on the hills these days. Sometimes people would have refilled bottles on the hill in little streams and springs. A lot of them are very dry at the moment, so bring a lot of water. Sunscreen, of course, really important, and a sun hat or a peaked hat, at the least, just to keep the sun off you and just to avoid heat stroke. We'd also tell people set out early and be down again at the car before the real heat of the day kicks off in the middle of the day. And like that, rethink it, maybe go another day, maybe push it for a couple of days if the forecast looks a little bit cooler in the coming days.
Bring water, bring extra water. You're recommending at least 5 litres, at least up to 5 litres of
Well,
water, maybe.
I know that sounds a bit mad, but if you're going around the Reeks for a long day's walk where you might have brought 2 litres before, you would need the 4 litres now and possibly more. Talking to a number of guides in the area, they're recommending 4 to 5 litres for a day in the McGillicuddy Reeks for their clients. And as a recreational walker, we think you'd fall into the same category as those people.
And from what you're saying as well, Rob, you're advising at Kerry Mountain Rescue that if you're going to go up a hill, go up a mountain, do it early in the morning, and you should start going down by before midday. Would that be your recommendation before the heat really, really kicks in, the afternoon heat?
Yeah, if possible, I'd say it's best to be descending anyway in the heat rather than still climbing in the heat, because you will get burnt out. If you're descending on your way down, it's going to be less strenuous if you are in the heat of the day. But yeah, if practical, get out early and try to be on the way back down and down at your car at around lunchtime.
And I think a lot of us might think that, oh, we'll go up the hills, we'll go up the mountains because it's bound to be cooler. But that's not the case, is it?
Like, it's going to be slightly cooler, but it's been such dead kind of weather. There's very little breeze that there isn't really much, I suppose, cooling effect in the hills these days. Anyone who has been out will know that you're still very warm, even on the tops of the hills. It's just unusual weather. It's fantastic weather in a way. It's a great way to get out and enjoy what we have in County Kerry, but just to consider if it's going to be a bigger day out, just to take the precautions that are necessary.
And tell me, have you been busy with call outs over the last number of weeks since summer got underway?
I suppose we have in the last month or so, we've had 4 call outs, maybe a little bit more than a month. A couple of them serious call outs. We had the Coast Guard helicopter assist us with 3. We had one on Mount Brandon yesterday, and the Dingle Coast Guard were there. Ourselves were called, but it was the Coast Guard helicopter that looked after that casualty. And I
That
think
was a young man
heat
who was
was,
injured.
yes, so they fell in quite steep ground. And I suppose the helicopter saved the person having to sit out in what was very high temperature for a length of time, if it was a case that ourselves and the Dingle Coast Guard would have had to bring them down from where they were. So heat was the one of the factors there in getting the helicopter in fast to deal with it.
Just looking at the list of call outs you've talked about, July 12th, only a few days ago, you were tasked to Devil's Ladder area of Corrontuathail to help a walker who got into difficulty due to exhaustion and dehydration. So that's really the only the first issue that, as you've described there, that that heat deprivation or possible sunstroke or dehydration has come into play. But you're anticipating there could be possibly more, given that the this hot weather is stretching on and on.
Yes, so that call out was what kind of kicked us into action to put up a message about the heat. As a team, we decided, look, if this is one call out now, we may as well put out a warning, because a lot of these things are avoidable. Slips and trips, sometimes they're unavoidable. They're going to happen to the most prepared of walkers. But if you can prepare adequately, these heat-related, dehydration-related calls, they can be avoided. It'll save an awful lot of the hours of volunteer work with the team. But that said, if you are in difficulty, of course, call the emergency services 999 or 112 and ask for mountain rescue. Even if it's a very hot day, we're going to come out. It's what we're after signing up for. It's no issue, but we said we may as well put out a message just to mitigate some of these.
And as we've seen in, unfortunately, near Five Mile Bridge, close to Moll's Gap, the fire, that awful fire that broke out in Killarney, this part of Killarney National Park, you weren't obviously involved in that rescue operation, but you would be advising to people going up the hills to be very careful about fire and that things are extra flammable, I suppose, given the fact that we have this dead heat and we've had it now for some time.
Anyone who's into hiking and into the mountains in general will know that the principle of leave no trace is massively important. This weather can draw others who mightn't otherwise be hiking into the hills, and it's great to get people involved and let them see what we have to offer. But that mindset of leave no trace has to follow through with this new cohort, we'll say, who wouldn't usually be there. So I'd advise anyone, whatever you bring with you, bring it home with you, leave no trace. I think, yeah, there's talks about a barbecue being the cause
barbecue
of this fire in Killarney. The disposable ones, look, I don't think there's any need for them. If you're going to have a barbecue, have it at home. If you want to go out, a picnic sandwich, plenty of water, as I've said, like, you can enjoy nature without having to bring these things out there. And look, we had no involvement in that, and the National Parks and Wildlife Service and the Fire Service have done fantastic work in bringing it under control. I suppose in terms of the loss of nature and the damage that was done to the park, it's awful to see it. And I think if there was that leave no trace attitude in people's minds a little bit more, then it could have been something that would have been, well, wouldn't have otherwise happened.